Accession number 17285, Reel 1.
Mr. Caswell, Reel 1. Where were you born, please?
Addison in Warwickshire.
How do you spell it?
Addison, A-T-H-E-R-S-T-O-N-E.
Addison.
Addison, in Warwickshire.
Which year was this?
1917.
Were you educated in Addison?
No.
Whereabouts?
Stoke-on-Trent.
When did you move there?
When I was 2 years of age.
Did you grow up in Stoke-on-Trent?
Yep.
How old were you when you left school?
14.
Did you get a job?
I left school on the Friday and I got a job on the Monday morning.
What as?
I worked in a pawnbroker's office.
Were you doing that when war broke out?
No. I was an assistant with the True Form Shoe Company as a salesman.
Did you hear Chamberlain's declaration of war in September 39?
It was on a Sunday, and I went to church on a Sunday morning, and when I came home, Mother said, war's been declared. And I waited and heard it on the radio.
How did you feel about it?
In a way, excited. I wasn't scared, though.
Weren't you upset about it?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. I thought it... I don't think I really realised what war was. Yeah.
Were you in any early bombing of Britain by the German Air Force?
No. Where?
By the German Air Force in
Britain? Not in Britain, no.
How did you come to miss it?
Well, we were rather fortunate that the Stoke-on-Trent didn't have any bombs, not to speak of. And of course, I got married on October the 5th, 1939, and in January the 1940, I was called up. I was the second lot to be called up.
How did you feel about being called up?
I didn't mind.
Where did you do your basic training?
First of all, we went to Tenby in South Wales. Then, after a few months, we went to Northern Ireland.
What was your basic training like?
Very hard. Very hard. We finished up in the mountains of Mourne in Northern Ireland. Under canvas. We were then known as the 53rd Welsh Division. Later on, we became attached to the 11th Armoured Dev, the one that has a charging ball on us. And we became, although we were light infantry, we used to ride on the tanks.
You haven't said which regiment you were in.
Oh, the 4th Battalion, the King's Shropshire Light Infantry.
Were you happy to be in that regiment?
Yeah.
Because you didn't really have anything to do with Shropshire, did you?
Yes, at all, no. No. No, I'm a Staffordshire man, really. But, when I had my calling up papers, I was employed in Wolverhampton. So I went to Wolverhampton for my medical and passed A1.
When you were doing the basic training, how were you treated by those in charge?
Sometimes a bit hard. Yeah.
Were you treated abusively?
Oh, no, no, no. No.
Do you think the training did you any good?
Oh, yes.
In what way?
Physically. I mean, there's a lot of... Well, you know, the basic training is a lot of hard work. Running fully loaded with all your kit, etc. They used to pick on me for any river crossings we used to do in training. They used to pick on me because I was a very good swimmer. They used to go and try the depth of the water, you know, because the other fellas couldn't swim.
Was there any trouble from the IRA in those days?
No, no.
In Northern
Ireland? No, no. We used to go around on midnight patrols, etc., but we used to use pickles. Not guns, pickles.
Where were you patrolling?
Northern Ireland, Coleraine, Northern Ireland. And then we went to McGilligan Point in Northern Ireland. We could see the Free State under the side over the river, like we could see over there. Because we were told that the Germans were going to invade Northern Ireland. So we were, the gay slides were sent out to McGilligan Point. And I was appointed the cook for the platoon.
Did you think the Germans would invade?
Yeah.
What chance do you think that we would have stood if the Germans had invaded?
Oh, we would have won, no doubt about it. We were confident.
And after this?
Then we went from Northern Ireland, we went on to the South Downs to train with the tanks.
What exactly did you do?
Ride on tanks and different you know, exercises.
So the tanks were supposed to get you from A to B?
The tanks used to come onto the downs and we used to ride on them, and then they used to say there's trouble over there, and et cetera. And we used to have a mock battle.
But were tanks just a means of transport for your battalion?
Yeah. Now, apart from TCVs, that's, you know what that is, eh? TCV? Troop Carrying Vehicle. We used to ride on those if we were going from A to B.
And this is the 11th Armoured Division?
Yep.
Were you supposed to protect the tanks?
Not really. No, they protected us, we thought.
Were there any accidents in the training?
We were training on the downs with live ammunition. I was a section commander in charge of one section of a platoon. One of the sergeants took over the Bren gun from one of the lads. He wanted to have a go, and unfortunately he killed one man in my section. He fired too low, killed him.
How did everybody react to that?
Oh, terrible. The usual court of inquiry, but he got away with it.
Which year was this? 42?
No, no. It What year was D-Day in
1944.
44. This would be 43.
Were you preparing for D-Day?
Yeah.
What other preparations for D-Day were made, as far as you were concerned?
Well, just plenty of training, that's all. And I'm sort of on standby, waiting. And Aldershot now. We left from Aldershot.
Did you do any landing craft training?
Oh yeah, in Scotland.
Whereabouts?
Loch Fyne.
What did it consist of?
Landing crafts, landing and etc.
What were you taught to do?
We were preparing for the D-Day. To get on the craft, and what happened when you get off the craft, to take possession, etc., etc.
What were you taught about getting off the craft?
How to get off safely.
How do you do that?
The best way you could. Sometimes you're brought up to here, sometimes you just waded through.
You said you left from Aldershot?
Yeah.
Can you take me through what happened, step by step, please?
What happened? I'm trying to think now where we left from.
Did you go over on D-Day itself?
No, D-Day plus two. We left England and landed at, I think it was Arromanches, I think, Arromanches, I think it was.
Were you still with the 4th?
Oh, yeah.
King's Own Shropshire Light Infantry?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And this was the 53rd Welsh?
It was the 53rd Welsh. And then when we had to go with the tanks, we became with the 11th Armoured Div. We used to have a W sign for the 53rd Welsh. Then that was taken off and we all put the Charging Bull on sign on our sleeve, which was the 11th Armoured Div.
Did the different divisions mean much to you?
No. It was exciting, really. Because instead of doing all the walking, we did a bit of riding.
Was there any enemy opposition when you landed?
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget Corn as long as I live.
No, when you actually landed at Arromanches.
Oh, no, we were all right. Until we got to Corn, which was just inside.
What happened at Corn? Can you take me through?
We couldn't shift the Germans. Monty was in charge. We tried centreway, couldn't get through. We tried the right hand side wing, couldn't get through. We tried the left hand side, and eventually we got through. But this Khan was terrible. The morale of the British troops at the 11th. With us at the time was terrible. We thought we'd had it. I think we went for 7 days and seven nights and never had our boots off. Two men in a trench doing an hour each, one nodding and one keeping alert.
Why were conditions so bad?
Because the Germans were better provided than what we were. They seemed to be stronger than what we were.
Which company were you in?
I was in D Company.
Do you remember the platoon?
Pardon?
Do Do you remember the platoon?
Well, altogether, I commanded three platoons. This is going ahead. The first battle we had, our company commander was very badly wounded. Sergeant Hayward took over as company, platoon commander. Our platoon commander was wounded. Sergeant Hayward took over as platoon commander, and I was a lance corporal in charge of a section, and I took over as platoon sergeant. During the battles, I commanded 16 platoon because Sergeant Hayward was killed. Then I was sent to 17 platoon because the officer had been killed. Then I was sent to be acting sergeant major because the sergeant major was killed. He was riding on the Brencon carrier with all the ammunition and had a direct hit. Then we were putting an attack in a little place called America. And before we went into the attack, Sergeant Harrison was in charge of 18 platoon. As Sergeant Harrison jumped off his TCV, he had his 10 gun on his shoulder, and it was very high, you see, and as he jumped off, the butt of his 10 gun hit the ground and ejected a bullet that went in his arm, yeah, and came out there. So I was taken over 80 platoon as sergeant. I was in charge of 18 platoon when we were putting this attack in Dorn to America, which was the last village before we entered Venlo.
This, by the way, is 22nd of November 1944.
Yeah.
We'll come on to that later.
Yeah.
But I'd like to go back to the first time you were in action.
Yeah.
Which was at Caen.
Caen, yeah.
Can you describe your experiences at Caen?
Terrible.
Were you in countryside or in the town?
Country.
In trenches?
Yeah. Had to dig your trenches and stay there.
Were you defensive or going into the attack?
Both. We couldn't shift him out of Caen at the time. We did attacks and couldn't get through, come back again and withdrew, tried again and came back again, and eventually we got through.
Were there daytime attacks or nighttime attacks?
Day and night.
When you went in, what kind of weapons were you using?
Bren guns, rifles, pistol, the officers, PIAT, P-I-A-T, Projector Infantry Anti-Tank.
Could you see the Germans?
Oh, yeah. I captured quite a few.
How did that happen?
They were just lost. One particular German was looking, he was standing holding a cycle, looking at a signpost. And I went out to him and just took him into the prison wall.
Did he resist?
No.
What was their behaviour when captured?
No problem.
Were they subdued or arrogant? Or?
No. I think they were pleased with themselves. Talking about prisoners, I had the honour of marching about 80 German prisoners into the zoo in Antwerp.
We'll come on to that later when we get to Belgium.
Yeah.
If we can just deal with
Colin. That's right, yeah.
How many days do you think you were in action at Colin?
Well, as I say, 7 days, I never took my boots off. We just lived in a trench for 7 days and nights.
So you were in action for 7 days?
Without a break. Oh, yeah.
And then pulled out?
Then we pulled back and we reorganised.
Which other units were there with you?
The Herefords of the Mons.
Is that Monmouth?
Monmouth, yeah. They were all part of the 11th Armoured Division. There was the Herefords and the Mons and the Case Lies, three infantry divisions.
Did your unit suffer many casualties at Caen?
Yeah.
Did you get wounded at Caen?
No.
Was it frightening?
Very, very frightening. Yeah.
What was the most frightening thing?
Shells and what we used to call moaning minis. They said, "Boo!" Didn't know where they're going to land, did you?
How well were you dug in?
As much as you could. We used to dig the trench and then look round to find somebody's stable door or shed door and put it over the top and then put earth all over the top of it and then just leave a little gap for you to get in and get out.
What did you think of the leadership in your unit at Caen?
Well, no problem. They were very good.
And what was your attitude to the German enemy?
We always thought that the dead German was a good German.
Did you think he was a good soldier?
Yeah. We did at Caen.
Did you have respect for the Germans? Why not?
Well, it was at the time we thought it's through them at the time here. Instead of selling shoes, as I used to do, I'm trying to kill the Germans.
Did you see anything of Allied air attacks at Caen?
Yeah.
Can you describe it?
Well, we used to just stand in the trench and just wave to and think, good luck, lads, you know, all the best.
Were they doing much good, the aeroplanes?
I think so. Until one nearly dropped on me. We used to put like messages out on the ground, you know, like flags. So the Germans would know where we were. And on one occasion, they were going over, and we were waving to them, and all the best, and all sort of, one dropped right near to me, 10 yards, well, less than 5 yards away. And I dived in the ditch, but the thing never went off. That's why I'm here today, I think.
Was there any German air power at Caen?
Yeah.
Much?
No, yeah.
Was it bombers or fighters?
Bombers. What do you think?
Was your unit bombed by the Germans?
No. Not that I remember.
Did any of your men get captured from your unit?
No.
So it was just the Germans being captured?
Yeah.
How many did you capture? At Köln?
No.
I thought you said you captured this German...
No, it wasn't Köln.
Where was that?
Couldn't tell you the name of the village, but it wasn't Köln. It was some village.
In Belgium or Netherlands?
Belgium. Belgium. Yeah.
Did the Germans give up easily?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kamerad. No.
What condition were you in by the end of the fighting at Köln?
Terrible. Terrible. Morale. We're all tired.
Which unit relieved you?
Huh?
Which unit relieved you? Did any of the men in your unit have shell shock or had broken down?
Yeah. I was in charge of one of the platoons and the lad came to me and he said, Sergeant Caswell, he said, I've had enough. So what are you talking about? He said, I've had enough. So I said, you get back into your trench. He said, no. Of course, I had to send him back on a report. What he got, I never know.
Was he shaking or
shocked? He was scared.
Was he showing signs of having broken down?
No.
What kind of signs?
Crying. And there's another one that had shell shock. He was in his trench and he never came out for about 5 days. And he was sent back to the RAP.
How old were these soldiers who broke down?
20s, 25s.
Did you sympathise with them or not?
No.
Why not?
Well, we got a job to do, haven't we? It was an easy way out, I thought.
So do you think they should have gritted their teeth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had to grit mine, yeah.
Do you know what happened to them? Were they punished?
No, I don't know. They were just sent back.
What did you say to them?
Well, I tried to get them back into the trench to carry on, but no, they wouldn't go, so I had to get out of two men to send them back to the headquarters. My dad dealt with him.
Did you ever feel like doing the same thing as
no.
now?
No.
So after Köln, did you go into the city?
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
What did it look like?
Terrible. Shelled.
Did you see any of the civilians?
Oh, yeah.
To speak to?
Yeah, we were all, Tommy, kisses and flowers and stuff.